Prime Minister Samak Sundarawe and his cabinet had faced accusations of economic mismanagement and of disregarding Thailand's national sovereignty. After 3 days of feisty debate on the no-confidence motion, the vote highlighted the unity of the five-party coalition government. The President of the Parliament, Chai Chitchob, announced the final tally. He says Mr. Samak received 280 votes and that there were 162 votes in favour of the no-confidence motion. The opposition has accused Mr. Samak of being unable to manage his government. The Commerce Minister came under fire over his handling of the country's rice industry. Rice prices have risen sharply over recent months, adding to the pain the middle class and poor are suffering because of high fuel prices. The opposition also said Foreign Minister Norodom Pattimar and the rest of the government acted in haste in an agreement with Cambodia over an ancient temple on the Thai-Cambodian border. The opposition says the government gave territory to Cambodia, which the government denies. Finance Minister Surapong Supong Lee, one of the ministers facing the no-confidence motion, calls the debate's result satisfactory.
Yes, because I think that the outcomes of the vote for the Prime Minister and for every minister is almost the same. I think that this is just the democratic activity in the parliament. This is the normal activity that the opposition party have to debate, to just voice their opinion. I think that we do not put much stress on this.
Surapong denied media speculation of cabinet changes after the vote. News reports said the Foreign Minister and the Commerce Minister would likely lose their posts after the debate. Bunhan Silpa Archer is a leader of the Chat Thai Party, a member of the coalition. He says the coalition government remains strong and called the debate an opportunity for allegations of corruption or mismanagement to be raised in public.
At least some of the wrongdoings can be heard, and the opinions of the people inside the parliament can be delivered to the people.
The government has been under intense pressure over recent weeks from protesters who accuse it of interfering in corruption cases involving former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The protesters, who have been camped outside the main government administration building for the past week, call for Mr. Samak to resign. But the Prime Minister, elected last December, appears ready to try completing a 4-year term. The protesters are expected to continue their demonstrations. Many accuse Mr. Samak of being too closely allied with Mr. Thaksin, who was ousted in a coup in 2006. Political analysts say Thai society is deeply divided between supporters of Mr. Thaksin, who are mostly the urban and rural poor, and his critics, who are largely middle-class urban residents. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.